The Ghosts of Ragged Ass Gulch, A Nameless Detective Story by Bill Pronzini, read by Nick Sullivan.
Chapter 1. The name of the place was Ragged Ass Gulch. That was the name the town had been born with, anyway, back in the days of the California Gold Rush, when gold fever raged up in Trinity County, as well as in the Motherlode, and a group of miners discovered nuggets in Musket Creek, north of Weaverville. Nobody seemed to know any more why the town that sprang up along the creek's banks had been so colorfully dubbed. But it wasn't unusual for miners, who were themselves a colorful lot, to give their camps unconventional names. Whiskey Town, Lousy Ravine, Rowdy Bar, Bogus Thunder, and Get Up and Git were just a few of their other inventions. At any rate, Ragged Ass Gulch had flourished for 3 or 4 years, with a population of 1,500 at its peak, until the gold in the vicinity petered out and the miners left for other diggings. Then, slowly, it had begun to die. By the mid-1850s, only 100 or so people remained, and the town was renamed Cooperville, after the largest of the families that came to settle there. Those 100 had shrunk to less than 30 by the turn of the century, which made it a virtual ghost town. It was still a virtual ghost town. At last count, exactly 16 people lived there. I had my first look at it on a bright morning in mid-June. Beside me in the car, Carrie said, "Good Lord, it's beautiful," in a surprised voice. "No wonder the people who live here don't want the place developed." We had just angled between a couple of high forested cliffs and out